Papua New Guinea Prime Minister Peter O'Neill made it clear that while a ban on the sale and use of betel nut was being relaxed, there is still a very strong move to contain and regulate it in the capital.
What we're trying to do is give them an area where they can conduct their business and conduct the activities of buoy selling and chewing in one area where it's going to be clean and controlled environment. We don't want people spitting buoy everywhere, and that brings about diseases like TB, which is killing lots of Papua New Guineans.
We appreciate and thank the Prime Minister's support in supporting the Governor for the ban, providing special designated areas which both governments are going to spend money to build extra parts of markets for them to just sell betel nut under license.
Janet Sape is a member of Port Moresby's Women in Business Board and on the National Capital District's Liquor Licensing Board.
They can buy and take home and chew, because we don't want to stop the economic activity of people in the city for their livelihoods, and also to stop the, most importantly, to stop the spread of TB disease, because the spread of betel nut has been one of the major contributing factors to TB.
The betel nut economy is important to Port Moresby. Tim Sharp has tracked the use of betel nut throughout Papua New Guinea for Australian National University.
Betel nut selling is a hugely important source of income for households in Port Moresby itself. Based on the 2000 census, something like 20% of households within the capital earned some income from betel nut. In the surrounding provinces, the rural areas that are supplying Port Moresby, it's something like 50% of households are gaining some income from the sale of betel nut. So very important source of income. It's important for low-income households, you know, people in the settlements, but it's also really important, a lot of people who are, or families that have someone in wage employment will often supplement kind of low levels of income from wage employment. In Port Moresby at the moment, where the cost of living is increasing rapidly, kind of on the back of the resource boom, the restriction on the sale of betel nut is having impacts on those households in the capital.
There have been troubles, though. There are suggestions that 12 people have died in relation to the ban on betel nut in Port Moresby, including the recent troubles in Hanuabada.
The hardline approach that has been adopted in Port Moresby to date is, I guess it's been shown that it hasn't really worked. So the easing of these bans, I think, is a positive step, and the thinking of alternative approaches to managing betel nut sale and consumption in the capital is really encouraging. I guess for regulation to work, I think it would really need to reflect the casual way in which betel nut is consumed, the kind of everyday nature of the stimulant. And so restricting sale and consumption to a limited number of locations, I think, is unlikely to be able to change people's habits. I think it would have to be a much more decentralised approach for it to be successful.
Janet Sape says apart from the obvious health problems, the easing of restrictions is good for the community.
Now that actually we're going to be licensing people to sell in different locations as well. So it's going to be more controlled. It's going to bring a lot of benefits to not only the small people in the city, but the growers themselves has been a concern.
I think betel nut has for a long time been really central to livelihoods in Port Moresby and throughout Papua New Guinea. I think it'd be really difficult to see a future in which betel nut wasn't a significant part of those livelihoods.